There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of hand-cooked tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four, ready to go. The NFL draft later this week, but Dak Prescott making some news over the weekend. Dak says he is, quote, not afraid to play out his contract in Dallas. Do you believe him? He's not afraid to go somewhere else. Also, how do you react to Antonio Brown trying to steal Adam Schefter and Jay Glazer's work, starting and then debunking his own Justin Herbert trade rumor from the Chargers? And Caleb Williams paused his pre-draft workouts to go on an international vacation to Tokyo. How is that going to go over with the Chicago Bears? We'll get to all that and more right now. Here it is, our number four. Have a wonderful day. A wandering eye, or is it? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, in the passenger seat, as we break ankles coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and grandiosely powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the mire, the quagmire of sporting chatter. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Miko, the alpha male, thinks that's a pretty impressive number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we'll get back to the basketball a little bit later. If you like chalk, it's a good opening weekend for you. All the home teams won on the opening weekend of the postseason. Last time that happened was 11 years ago. And the playoffs going on now until the end of the year. In the NBA. It's a big week, though. It's trade week. It's draft week in the NFL. And we are in the lull as we head into a Monday today here, early in the Monday. We're in a lull before Detroit hosts the draft. And that's coming up here in a few days. There was an interesting nugget over the weekend, and I'm not sure if you saw this or not. It's coming out of Dallas, and it involves the status of Dakota Prescott. What's going on with him? So if you didn't see this, and maybe you missed it because you were doing other things, you might have missed it. Dak Prescott recently said that he is not necessarily trying to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Now, he also indicated that he does not fear playing out his contract, leaving the Cowboys, saying goodbye to Dallas and hitting free agency in 2025. So that's what he said. But this is what we want to talk about. The question, Dak Prescott saying that he's not afraid to play out his Cowboy contract, leave. Do you believe him? Are you a believer in the words of Dak? So I've got Gatorade, Twofer, and Arsenio Hall. That's an old comedian. We'll combine all of these things together, and we are going to drop knowledge is what we're going to do. We're going to have a knowledge drop. So to kick off here, the decision for Dak Prescott, okay, the decision for Dak Prescott is not up to Dak, because Jerry Jones, for reasons that we have yet to grasp, because this is so out of character for Jerry Jones and the Cowboys have not been uber aggressive to sign the player, to get the player done. And you and I both know if they wanted Dak Prescott signed to an extension and they were willing to give him whatever he wanted, they would have signed him. And Dak says he doesn't want the moon and all that stuff. So there's a deal to be made there. Now, we advise the Cowboys not to make the deal because Dak Prescott's had almost a decade to play in playoff games and to win big games, and he has just been unable or unwilling or all of that to get it done in those big games. And if that was a priority by Jerry Jones, they would have already worked something out. But after that Houdini act in the playoff game against the Green Bay Packers, if you're ever going to put your foot down, if you're Jerry Jones, this is it. And my advice to Jerry is to follow what I call the Gatorade plan. Remember that Gatorade commercial? Make them sweat. Remember that? Yeah, well, make them sweat. That's the plan. Make Dak go out, earn the contract. You know the Cowboys will win 10, 11, 12 games during the regular season. They always do. They beat up on bad teams, and then they play a good team, and then that's it. Turn out the lights. The party's over. And Dak, as far as his commentary about, I'm not afraid. Nobody wants to admit they're afraid, but we don't believe that Dak Prescott is okay with any of this. He assumed the position that he was going to get paid a gazillion-dollar contract. He assumed that position, and the Cowboys right now are not playing ball. But all the benefits that come with playing for the Cowboys, you don't get that, the fringe benefits that come with playing for the Cowboys, all those amenities, if you're playing for the Titans. It's not quite the same. And there's nowhere that can compete to the Cowboys in terms of all that other stuff. Now, furthermore, mentioned it's a big week for trades in the world of football. A lot of chatter around the NFL, draft chatter and whatnot. Over the weekend, Antonio Brown, AB, who's attempting to steal clientele away from Adam Schefter and Jay Glazer and the rap sheet, the insider crowd. So Antonio Brown, he's futzing around with his CT ESPN, he called it, and he crafted a wild trade rumor over the weekend. Now, AB claimed that he had sources in Minnesota that the Vikings were working on a trade to acquire Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert in a mega, 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 mega trade. So that popped up on Friday. I thought it was great satire. I sent it to Eddie and some other people. I thought that was pretty funny. Antonio Brown saying that the Chargers are going to trade Justin Herbert to the Vikings. But by the end of the weekend, my man AB, let's just say he was hedging his bets, and he poured cold water on the rumor that he started, saying that because of the salary cap hit and because of contractual language, it's unlikely the trade was going to happen. So how do you react? How do you react to Antonio Brown starting and then debunking his own rumor about Chargers quarterback Justin Herbert heading to Minnesota. So this is the old school twofer, is what this is. A friend of mine, a great columnist in his day for the LA Times, this guy TJ Simers, and he told me about this years ago. Back in the old days, newspapers had a morning and afternoon edition. And so the way it would work, sometimes it was slow, and so you'd cook up a trade rumor for the morning edition, or sometimes you do it in the afternoon, but usually it was the morning edition. You'd cook up a trade rumor, and you'd send it out, and then you'd call the team for comment. You'd call the GM, hey, what do you think of this trade rumor? It was in the newspaper. And then the team would debunk it. They'd deny it. They say it's not true. It's not going to happen. So then you have a story. Boom. It's a twofer. You then have a story for the next edition of the newspaper, the afternoon edition of the newspaper, increasing clicks and clout. See, now it's about clicks and clout. Back then it was about selling newspapers. But AB, what he did here, it's actually brilliant. It's brilliant because he's actually broken some stories. He had Stephon Diggs going to the Houston football team before anybody else, Russell Wilson going to the Steelers. But the Justin Herbert rumor, by all accounts, was a canard on multiple levels, but it got some play, and it's not like there's no play for Mr. Gray. It got a little bit of play, got some clicks, and so there you go. All right, last thing here. We now head to Sweet Home Chicago, where Caleb Williams is the talk of the NFL. Jets going to be drafted number one.
Number one. Yeah.
Coming up this week, Thursday. Be number one pick in the draft. And he paused his pre-draft workouts to go on an international vacation to Tokyo. So how is that going over with the Bears? How do you think that's going over with the Bears? So here's the problem. Chicago has boxed themselves into a corner. They've all but announced that Caleb Williams is going to be the pick. The hay is in the barn, as they say on the farm. And so they've already made the analysis. They made the prediction. They made the pick, whatever you want to say. They haven't picked it yet, but they've announced they're going to make the pick. So publicly what they're going to do is they're going to downplay this. Oh, it's no big deal. The trip had been planned for a long time. Nothing to worry about, blah, 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 blah. Privately, this is a finger-biting situation. This is bite your fingernails is what it is. Because Caleb Williams, if you look at everything this guy's been doing here since his days at Oklahoma through USC and now as he gets ready for the NFL draft, Caleb Williams, if there's an old comedian, you probably don't remember who this guy is because he's not really relevant anymore, but I use a lot of outdated, irrelevant names. There was this guy named Arsenio Hall. He used to be a comedian. He was in some movies back in his day. And I look at Caleb Williams, he's an Arsenio Hall type of player. Now, what does that mean? That means things that make you go, there's a lot of things that make you go, about Caleb Williams. The pink phone, the lipstick, the fingernails, you're like, things that make you go, the Tokyo meatballs, we'll call it, going on vacation when this is like supposedly the most important time of your life to get ready for the NFL, to prove, to show the NFL world that you are fully committed. In one breath, he says he wants to be like Tom Brady, and the other breath, he wants to be Ryan Leaf. It's very odd. It's like, I want to be Tom Brady and play 20 years in Chicago, and then, I want purple drink. I want to be like Jameis Winston, or not Jameis Winston, Russell back in the day with the Raiders. Anyway, the point of all this, there's bohemian tendencies. Right, this bohemian tendency, unorthodox, you could say, unorthodox here. And as we said when the photo went viral of him with the pink fingernails and the lipstick and all that, as long as you win, it's all good. If you don't win, it's the flag is up and you're screwed and you're not doing well and all that. Hey, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search with just one connection? You can find endless job opportunities, and you don't have to go on a international vacation in the middle of that. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. And speaking of expresspros.com, our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live right here, Fox Sports Radio, Thursday night, couple days away, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer Glazer, former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone will have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That's coming up this Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. And we'll take a look at where the money is as we head into another night of the NBA playoffs. And can you unring the bell? Can you unring the bell? We'll get to that. We'll take your calls. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but there's a line open for you. Also on X, at Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller, if you'd like to be part. We'll get to all that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena, and she's at FSR Tech Queen. T-E-C-H. T-E-C-H, Tech Queen. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Our buddy the Fry Daddy writes, and he says that the interloper, who just knew this hour, we were invaded. There's an invasion going on, an infestation of cockroaches in the building.
It's been that way for a long, long time.
Since the place opened. And the cockroach, according to Fry Daddy, the cockroach is dead. He says when they roll on their back, it means the end. Okay. So he says that it's an act of death. It's that it's dead.
There's one sure way to kill the cockroach.
What's that, Eddie?
Lee Delap.
The great Lee Delap. Lee's here. I saw him down
there. I know. He kills any...
I bet he'd rip the head off.
Any kind of creature that is in here. He viciously murdered a bat that was in
here. That's right. I remember that.
Yeah. All right. Well, if Lee would like to do that live on the air, we could have that as a segment.
Just tell him try and save it, and then he'll end up killing it. Okay. That's what he did
with
the bat.
Does anyone have a shovel?
Yeah, well, I carry one in my car just in case I kill someone. Come on. Who's got a shovel? What kind of question is that?
Lee probably has a shovel.
David and the Fry Daddy says he's sending us, by the way, cookies. More cookies.
Thank God. That's what we need, more cookies.
He said, have you ever heard of sand tarts? You ever heard of a sand tart cookie?
Never heard of them.
No? Not far.
I've heard of, like, Sandies, I think.
I mean, they look like something I've had, but I don't know. I've never heard that name before.
By the way, this latest batch of cookies for you is quite interesting.
What is interesting? They're exactly what I said they were. They're chocolate chip with the Heath.
I enjoyed the saltiness to them.
There's a mix. Yeah, there's a little salt.
Yeah, sweet and salty.
You seem like you're surprised by that. Like you didn't expect
I don't know, surprised.
I announced, Lorena, didn't I announce, Lorena, that there's a mix there?
It's a difference between you talking about it and me tasting it.
You know what that is?
That would be a drop in some other places, yeah.
That is a medley in your mouth is what that is, okay? That cookie right there, you get the salt, you get the sugar. No, it's like a symphony.
My taste buds loved it.
Right? Come on.
Lorena has some funny voices tonight.
Because of the full moon. There's a full moon. That's why. Fry Daddy says he's in Pennsylvania. The moon is the closest to full as it will ever get. That's why the show's nuts.
Ever?
Well, tomorrow's supposed to be the full moon. But as Andrea has pointed out, our expert, everyone needs an expert. She's our expert. She's our go-to woman. That the full moon is a couple days before and after. It's like a whole week. A cosmic week. Do you think this affects like the things that live in the ocean that fly out that are UFOs? You think that it affects them too when they fly out of the
things
ocean?
Things that live in the ocean that fly out.
Yeah, that's the new conspiracy theory. I didn't know that. UFOs actually are just a sub species that live out in the ocean. Yeah. You don't buy that one? I bet you there's a lot of stuff in the ocean that we don't know about.
Well, there are supposedly very deep places in the ocean that have never been explored, so I guess it's possible that...
I don't want to go George Norrie on you, but I buy that. I could see that. I think there's also creatures from other places out in the cosmos. A little bit of that. Let's see here. Let's go to the phones. Let's say hello to Mike in Omaha. Omaha! 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 Hey. Hello, Mike.
How's it going, guys, dude?
Just hanging out, dude. You know, just chilling.
I just got a question, dude, because I'm a big Kawhi Leonard fan, and I know he was injured the first game, but I'm a Raptors fan, so I saw him win a chip with the Raptors, and also, like, I watch him with the Spurs as well. And I know he's injured right now, but I feel like a lot of the players he's brought into the Clippers are, like, people he wants to bring around him, and I'm wondering, what do you think his legacy will be if the Clippers pull through and they win the ring?
Well... Mike, you say are you from Omaha or are you from Canada?
I'm from Omaha, actually, me and my brother became friends, or not friends, I mean fans of the Raptors because of
Kawhi.
Vince Carter.
Vince Carter, Air Canada.
Yeah.
Air Canada, yeah. I
grew up in South Dakota, so it's Die Canada, you know.
Well, it's just Southern Canada, South Dakota.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I hear you. You know who gave Vince Carter the nickname Air Canada? Chuck Swirsky. He's the voice of the Chicago Bulls. And Good guy. And actually he's admitted to listening to the show in the past, but not recently.
Yeah.
If Kawhi wins one championship, Mike, that trumps all those bogus Laker championships. It'll be the single greatest championship in the history of the NBA, the Clippers winning a championship with Kawhi Leonard.
Wrong.
And so that's like, and he's got the Toronto. To win the first championship for two different franchises, that'd be absolutely
great.
Insane. Was the Spurs had won before he got there, though.
Yeah. Spurs before, yeah.
Yeah, but he had won. San Antonio had won before Kawhi Leonard. But Toronto had never won. The Clippers haven't won. So if he wins the first in the franchise history with two different teams, my God, that's insane.
That's
He won't. You don't have to worry about
it. Shut up, Eddie. Isn't Eddie a hater, Mike?
Dude, well, I honestly think, dude, if you watch Kawhi Leonard's game, dude, as far as.
Yeah, come on.
Player, he is one of the most dominant defensive players I've ever.
Yeah, take that, Eddie. Yeah,
and also tough as nails, never misses a game.
Yeah, that too.
Oh, the way he can get open in the fucking.
All right.
Are we approaching five? The record, we had a recent record of five. We've got to have at least four. Lorena, four?
I think we're at four right now.
Wow.
Yes.
I shouldn't have mentioned that. I apologize.
No, Eddie, you're screwing us.
I know. As soon as I said, I was like, oh, no.
And it's your fault because you took a shot at my cookies and then.
I did not take a shot at your cookies.
Like that was a shot.
That is total lie.
He didn't like the
You're very
sun.
Insecure.
Let's not forget, it's the full moon's fault.
Oh, that's right. Full moon. Damn you, full moon.
Yeah, so when we get a call this afternoon from the boss, it's not our fault. There's a cosmic event. It's the pink moon.
And also, some of our listeners have really shaky voices. I don't know if they're cussing or mumbling sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
Mostly cussing.
When in doubt, leave it out.
Dump them out.
Yeah. I've taken the training, Lorena. I want you to know, many years, 20 years plus of training on the computer for iHeartMedia. We used to have somebody do it for us, but now we do it, right, Eddie? We used to have somebody take the test back in the day. No?
Well, they didn't take it for us, but they provided us with
the answers.
The answers, and we just click, click, click.
Yeah, I should
admit that on the radio.
I have to go, Eddie, to the, speaking of click, 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 I have to go to the DMV today.
Today's the day? You gotta take your test?
I don't have an appointment.
That's a bad job by you.
Well, I tried to get an appointment, Eddie, and the state of California says I do not exist, that I typed in my driver's license number, and they said I do not, that is not on their file.
That's a problem.
Maybe I've been erased by society.
That could be a problem for you. I sense a clear schedule.
Well, yeah, I don't. What else do I have to do? Go to the gym, and I'll go to sit on, I'm going to bring my headphones. And I'm going to jam out. I'll be sitting there.
Jam out?
Yeah, you know how I rock. You know, I'm a rock guy.
You don't
rock
like
and
music.
Roll.
What are you talking about?
I'll pretend to be. I don't want to talk. You know, you're sitting there. I've been to the DMV many times. And when you sit at the DMV, Eddie, there's
Ben's
people
Ben's going to go take headphones, not play anything in the headphones, just to avoid talking to people.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to people. I remember one time I was online. It was the funniest DMV story. I'm online at the DMV, and this really sweet old man. I'm probably in my early 20s. This guy probably in his like 70s. And he's freaking out. He's in line at the DMV. And because they had marked his driver's license as a woman. And do I look like a woman? The guy was ahead of his time, apparently. But he was freaking out. It was hilarious the way that he told the story. Remember that a ton. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show. Are you tired? Lorena, are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? Yes, you are.
Another funny voice.
Lorena's actually tired from hitting the dump button so many times. Yeah.
My finger.
She's going to have carpal tunnel.
Her right hand is getting a workout.
Yes, definitely.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I saw that Trevor Bauer had an interesting outing there in the Mexican League. He struck out nine consecutive batters. And
that seems pretty good.
14 strikeout performance for the Diablos Rojos del México.
Is that your favorite team in the Mexican League?
It is.
I like the Tijuana team. What's their mascot, Eddie?
I don't know.
Oh.
Cockroaches? Cockroaches?
No. Do you see Tijuana is the most dangerous city in the world?
No.
Yes.
Really?
I saw that over the weekend.
Wow.
And they said
I've been there. Have you been there?
No, I don't. I have not been to Tijuana. No.
I'm surprised it's not somewhere in Brazil.
Yeah, they said like the top five or six cities are all in Mexico in terms of like murder rate.
Help out the tourism there.
The city in America that was number one? St. Louis. How about that? Shocking. Way to go, St. Louis. Get there. Historic.
Over Chicago?
Yeah.
Chicago. Well, wow. I think there's less people there, and there's, you know, the crime. You know, Chicago's a massive city, so part of it's not doing well. Anyway, I don't know why that came up in conversation, but here we are, Eddie. It's amazing.
You never know what twists and turns you'll find on the Ben Maller Show, especially tonight.
Matt says, the Warrior Raider fan, he's advising me, Eddie, to go directly to the DMV and just wait until they open. He says, I'll be in bed by 9 in the morning if I wait it out before they open. I don't know about that.
I've been there. I've tried that before. And there's a line of people before that thing opens, yeah.
Oh, man. Then I was thinking maybe I can drive out to the boondocks far away to a DMV, but then I'm risking it might not work, and then I'm stuck out in the boondocks, and I don't want to be out in the wild blue yonder.
Yeah, you're screwed. You're totally screwed.
Yeah, I want the record to show I tried to set an appointment. It would not have let me set the appointment. I tried 2 days. I tried to set the appointment. Said I did not exist.
I was going to say, did you call? But as soon as I said,
I did call.
Really,
it was automated.
Yeah, automated.
It was an automated one of those voice tree things where you keep going on and on.
Anyway, well, those are fun.
Oh yeah, good times. Absolutely good times. All right, wait till Cowherd finds out Jason Kidd was wearing his hat backwards. He'll lose his mind. Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn. Hello, Marcel.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Did you forget my name? Did you forget? Put some respect in my name.
It's Ben Mallers.
That's right.
Ow.
That's right. And Ferg Dog writes it. He says, hey, Ben, have you seen the Monty NBA playoff video yet? What's up with all the dopes picking the Lakers? At FSR, I was almost convinced everyone Everyone there's an idiot until the very handsome man at the 22nd mark said something intelligent. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I didn't pick the Lakers, for the record.
Were you in the video, though?
Yes.
You were in the video? I didn't see you in the video.
She filmed me. I mean, maybe she didn't include me in the video.
Yeah, you were not interesting enough.
I hit the cutting room floor.
You know what? That's probably a wise move on her part, because I did mention, well, I have not watched one NBA game this year, but then I made my prediction.
And Ben.
And Marcel.
On your ex, what? At Ben Maller, that a cockroach has it invaded the studios of Fox Sports Radio, and Tire Rack pretended to be dead, but Lorena proved it. Is that true?
Well, you saw the video. I think it speaks for itself. Hey, Marcel, I've been told I better tell you this. If I don't tell you this, I'm going to be kicked in the shins. Are you prepared?
Kicking in the shins?
Hard!
What are you talking about?
Where do you think your shin is, Marcel?
I don't know.
I got you. All right. Well, Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, and HISA is the name, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
Safetyrunsfirst.com. Is that true?
Okay, well, look at Marcel. That's an added bonus to the advertiser.
Oh, yeah.
And that is an official, that's from National Thoroughbred Racing. All right.
Oh, yeah. Big news. Lorena will be my guest on Mornings.
Congratulations, Lorena.
I got to tune in for that.
Wow, Lorena.
I'm honored.
That's amazing.
What do you like to say, Lorena? There tomorrow morning,
I'm
or
almost
no?
speechless.
What a big appearance that's going to be for you, Lorraine. Man.
Do I get to do it live from my pillow?
Well, believe it or not, it's from StreamYard and YouTube both. That's tomorrow. 6 in the West, 9 here in the East.
That's a live morning zoo type show.
Actually, it's a 30-minute live morning zoo show, Ben, and I prove it.
Yeah.
I remember I saw Ben's appearance on there, man. That was something else.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Eddie to be on there. I did my time. I've been on there. I did the whole thing. We were there.
Yeah.
We bonded, me and you and Marcel.
Yeah, the technical.
It's been a long time there, Ben. And, yes, it was true. So, Lorena will be my guest on Morning Sports.
What are you and Lorena going to talk about?
Oh, we're going to talk about all things hard sports, even the laughing ones.
Wow.
Well, right after the hard news and the verse of the day. So Lorena will be joining me tomorrow.
Oh, Lorena.
Hard news
would you like
followed
to recommend
by hard sports.
The verse of the day, Lorena?
Yes, yes. Yeah. 9 here in the East, 6 out West. But for now.
All right. Now, Marcel, we've had a request by, I think it was Eakin, Roseville, Minnesota, several other. Was it, who was it that sent this in? I forget. One of our listeners wants you to pronounce. Do you know the center for the Clippers? Can you pronounce the name of the center for the Clippers? His last name starts with a Z.
Z? What?
Yeah. See if you can pronounce that guy's name. Go ahead, Marcel. We'll wait for you here.
What?
I do not know what the name is.
No.
Well, I say the name, I will then tell you how to pronounce the name by saying the name.
Okay, go ahead, Ben.
Well, no, that's not the point, Marcel. The point is for you to say the name.
This is not gonna work.
You want to spell it? You want us to spell it?
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to spell it. What could possibly go wrong?
You have to look it up, don't you?
Well, I know his last name. The first name, I did not know how to spell his first name. All right, are you ready, Marcel?
Oh, absolutely. Let's go.
All right. First name is Ivica.
It's Ivica Zubac. It's the name of the morning. The player of the morning.
What's his name again?
Ivica Zubac.
Wow, that was actually better than you, Eddie. I got to tell you.
I don't know about that.
The Mavericks 109-97. In game one of the NBA playoffs last night, game two tonight. But for now.
Well, no, game two is actually tomorrow. Tonight's the Magic and the Cavs.
And the Knickerbockers play the Sixers.
Yeah.
If Mets 1-0, looking for 2-0.
And the Lakers and Nuggets. And the Nuggets are a 7.5-point favorite. They're the biggest favorite tonight in the NBA.
That's correct. So, check your guides. But for now, food picks time to start Monday off. And the new dawn, a new day it is, and a new week. So let's get into it. No line three, but it's going to be Ben, starting with you, my man.
Pizza.
Yes.
Yeah. Woo.
The mismatch. Eddie.
Oh, I'm going to say you had a fiery Buffalo Royal crispy wrap.
What?
I don't know.
Oh, not a mixed match.
Eddie's just, right. Eddie's just making things up.
Lorraine,
I'm
my show tomorrow. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with a good old classic chimney glizzy.
Whoa.
Oh, not a mixed match either.
What do you think that is, Marcel?
What? Tim McGlizzy?
A chimney glizzy.
Jim McGlincy. Not a mixed match, my friend.
No, not a mismatch.
You on my show tomorrow, Lorena.
Yeah, and have fun on the show.
Loop de loop.
I think you had one pan Asian style noodles with peppers and charred green onions.
Oh, not a mixed match.
Damn.
All right, Malo Militia Feud is just ahead, but first, let's see what is the food pick from
surprise
last night.
Us, Marcel.
The weekend it
surprise
is.
Us.
Pizza!
Boo. Yeah! Boo. Another win. I'm the all-time win
streak. Why do I never get it right?
Because they cheat.
No, I don't. There's no cheating going on. There's just a cosmic connection.
You're a cheater, Marcel.
I'm a loser.
Thank you, Marcel. The New York Yankees are being ripped. Did you see this? The Yankees are being ripped apart. They gave John Sterling some retirement gifts over the weekend. And the Yankees are being called out for their cheapness, that they did not go far
enough.
What
did he get?
Sterling, a big ceremony at Yankee Stadium. They honored him. Pre-game ceremony there. They gave Sterling an 83-inch television. How much does that cost? An 80? They went down to the computer or the TV store, and they're like, let's get John Sterling.
A couple grand.
A couple grand? Yeah. All right. People were ripping him for that. There were like some other little trophy things and whatnot, but they're ripping him. And how about this guy?
What should they have gotten him?
A new car. He's probably too old to drive at this point. But I don't know. I like Sterling. Do you know who Tim Bradley is? Are you familiar with him as a boxing person?
I've heard the name. Yeah, and if you would have asked me, I would have said boxing.
Okay, he's an ESPN boxing analyst.
Okay,
and he made some comments leading into the Ryan Garcia.
My cousin Ryan, big win.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah, the power punches. And I was watching the fight from Brooklyn on Saturday. Yeah, that was a beatdown situation. Knocked him down three times during the fight. You know, that's solid. Anyway, before the fight, this guy Bradley was very confident that Haney was going to win the fight. He said he would quit his job if Garcia pulled off the upset. He said,
"Oh, he went mad dog, huh?"
Yeah, he said, If somehow Ryan Garcia pulls off the upset, oh my gosh, I might as well quit commentary and leave the game of boxing alone. I'm not going to lie because I just don't see it happening. So he did leave him a little wriggle room there, but yeah. Again, see what I've done? Eat the bull testicles like I
did. Yeah, you didn't do that.
I did that. I wore a paper bag on my head for an entire show. I did that a couple years ago. So anyway, look at the time. We're going to have the Maller.
Can I see your balls, sir? I'd like to see.
Calm down.
Wow.
The Maller Militia Feud. That's edited audio. Maller Militia Feud, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you'd like to play, we'll get to the Maller Militia Feud, and we'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
The Ben Maller Show is archived in the audio vault for posterity's sake, giving those working the dreaded day shift a chance to consume the audio buffet. Follow us, both the Ben Maller Show and Fifth Hour with Ben Maller podcast are always free and filled with fun for every man, woman, and child. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Is winning so important?
Listen, winning isn't everything. The only thing.
It's time for another Maller Game Show.
No, you're so dumb.
We surveyed 100 people. Name sports teams associated with losing.
The Lakers?
I believe the answer is the Clippers.
That is the top answer. 40 points. It's Maller Militia Feud.
And let's do it. We'll play the feud right now. It's made possible by the Thoroughbred Racing folks. They have a new independent regulator, HISA, implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep the athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Say hello to Manuel in Gardena in Southern California. Hello, Manuel.
Hey,
Hey, Benny, next time you and Lorena got that problem, call me up. I'll bury those cockroaches.
Love it. All right, hold on. You're going to play. And just down the road from you, we'll say hello to Jeff, who's going to play. He's also here in SoCal in Eddie's territory. Hello, Jeff. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, what's up, Ben?
Welcome in, gentlemen. Here we go. 100 people surveyed, blah, 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 blah. I'm hearing some feedback. Name the top. Your name is your buzzer if you want to go first. Name the top five highest grossing media franchises. This includes media franchises started as a book, film, video game, comic book, animated film, television series, etc. Top five in terms of revenue. Who wants to go first?
Manuel.
Manuel.
Star Wars.
That is in there. That is number five. Good job by you. $70 billion, Manuel. You can go again.
Fast and the Furious.
Is that? No, that is not on there. Strike one. Fast and the Furious. All right, Jeff. All right. Where do you want to go, Jeff?
How about Lord of the Rings?
Is Lord of the Rings? No, not one of the top. Think about top.
How about Nerds?
That's no. Manuel.
Back to the Future.
No, not. Well, they're not going well here at all.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeff?
Rocky.
Thank you, Jesus!
Jesus is the highest grossing of all time, but I do not believe that's on the list, unfortunately. I'm sorry.
Think about where I went for my honeymoon.
Yeah.
Huh.
They don't remember where you went.
I went to Japan.
All right, we're out of time. The top one was Pokemon. Hello Kitty was number two, followed by Winnie the Pooh and Mickey Mouse and Friends. All right.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.